Hello, explorers. Are you ready to explore? The Three Explorers, Episode 1, Lampung and its Elephants. The story begins when a 10-year-old girl named Laras and her older brother named Adit are on their holidays. On a shiny day, they went to a small white house in the countryside, and with full of spirit, Adit knocked at the door.
Uncle! Uncle, are you at home? Uncle! It's Adit and Laras! Uncle!
Where's Uncle Juna? I don't think he's at home.
Hello, kids! Welcome to Sabang, the westernmost part of Indonesia. Oh! Have your parents left? For their business trip?
Yeah, they did about an hour ago, I think.
Oh, come on, kids, come on. Wait, why did you bring a suitcase?
Uncle, you forgot again. It's 10 days. We'll be here for 10 days.
What? 10 days? I thought it was just a day. Oh, no. I'm going to an expedition tomorrow. What should we do now?
An expedition? Where are you going?
Well, I'm going to Lampung. There's a national park named Waikambas. I'll do some research there.
Oh, national park? Please, please, uncle, just take us with you.
No, you can't. It's far away from here.
Oh, man.
Oh, please, uncle, please.
Yeah, please.
I'll call your mother first. Let's see if your parents allow you to go.
I hope they will allow us. I really want to go to a national park.
Yeah, me too, me too.
Good news, kids. We'll go tomorrow. Oh no. I think I only have one ticket for myself. Oh my god. What should I do, guys? I haven't booked the airplane tickets for you too.
Just check it online, uncle.
Online?
Yeah.
Ah, that's a great idea. Okay, let me check it. Two tickets for two persons. Ah. They're available, guys.
Yay!
Oh, wait a minute. I think we should book two tickets for the ferry too.
A ferry?
Yep, since there isn't a direct flight from Sabang to Lampung, we should go to the airport in Banda Aceh. And we'll go there by ferry.
Oh, yeah, I like sailing!
Okay, I've booked the tickets. And for the accommodation, I think I should change the booking from one bedroom to a two bedroom guest house.
Yeah.
Guys, I call the guest house officer now. You two can take some rest. Remember, we can't be late for tomorrow.
Okay, uncle.
On the next day, Adit, Laras, and Uncle Juna woke up very early in the morning. Of course, they didn't want to miss their flight. So, after they took a shower and had breakfast, they went to the port and they boarded a ferry. And after sailing a ferry, Uncle Juna and the two kids finally arrived at Sultan Iskandar Muda Airport in Banda Aceh. Uncle Juna was afraid that they were late, so he asked the kids to hurry.
Hurry up, guys! We need to check in!
Uncle, I'm so sleepy.
Shh, hold on. You can sleep in the plane later.
Okay.
May I have your attention, please? All passengers traveling flight D356 Banda Aceh to Bandar Lampung are requested to board the flight through gate 3. Thank you.
Listen, I think it's our flight. Come on, guys.
Uncle, can I sit next to the window?
Look at your boarding pass. Wait, yes, your seat is next to the window.
Uncle, look at the sky. It's pretty. Oh, and the clouds. They're so fluffy.
Yep, those are good signs, Laras. I hope we will have a great flight.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Raden Inten 2 Airport, Bandar Lampung. The local time is 20 minutes past 2 in the afternoon, and the temperature is 28 degrees Celsius.
Oh, hey guys, we've arrived. Wake up, wake up.
What? We've arrived? Huh? What? Yay, Lampung, we're coming!
Adit, Claras, and Uncle Juna finally reached Bandar Lampung, and they were very, very tired. They went to a hotel and decided to go to the next destination, Waikambas National Park, in the next morning.
Uncle! Uncle, wake up! Uncle, let's go to the national park!
Oh. Okay, let's have breakfast first. Oh yeah, and rent a car.
Uncle, is it still far away?
It seems like we're getting closer.
Come on, Uncle, drive faster.
No, safety first.
Uncle, I think we're certainly lost.
We're not lost. It just, the entrance gate should be around here.
Oh, forget it. Let's just ask for information.
Yeah.
Hold on. Look there. It's written Waikambas National Park.
Oh, right.
I told you, we're getting close.
Yeah.
Adit and Laras were very, very excited. And when they arrived at their destination, Uncle Juna parked the car. Oh, they are welcomed by an elephant handler at the gate.
Hello. Welcome to Waikambas National Park, the Elephant Conservation Center. Can I help you?
Yes, my name is Juna. I'm an explorer who wants to do some research here. Oh, and I've booked a 2-bedroom guest house.
Wait a minute. I'll check it and take the keys of the guest house.
Sure.
Ah, you're Juna Baskara, the famous explorer. It's an honor to meet you. Here are the keys and the map. The guest house is near the elephant pen and the elephant pool. The name of the guest house is Mahout Guest House.
Thank you. But can you take the kids to the elephant pen, please? I think I should take our things to the room and do my research.
Yes, sure.
Guys, I think both of you can go with him. Well, I take these things and do my research. Be nice to the handler.
Okay, Uncle.
Whoa, there are so many elephants.
Well, brother, look at their ears. They're as big as my suitcase.
Yeah, and look at the trunk and the tusks. Oh my God.
Wow.
Hey, kids. This is Amel. She's 4 years old.
Hello, little elephant. My name is Laras.
I think she likes you.
Hey, don't play with your trunk. It tickles me.
I think we need to bathe Amel. She is very dirty. Come with me, guys. Here in Waikambas, we let the elephants play in the forest during the daytime. And in the afternoon, we take them back to the pen. Oh, and for your information, there are also wild elephants in this national park. But don't worry, the elephants in this area are very friendly.
Oh, where are the wild elephants, sir?
They are deep in the forest.
Adit and Laras were curious about the elephants. They asked many questions along the way, until they arrived to a place where they can bathe Amel.
Her skin is so thick and rough. Hey, she splashed water to me. I'm wet now.
She really likes to splash water.
The two kids had so much fun. They ended up wet since Amel, the baby elephant, liked to splash and spray water. Adit and Laras then went to the guest house to have shower, change their clothes, and have dinner with Uncle June. And after that, they felt sleepy.
It was great today, Uncle.
Yeah, I know, but it was also a tiring day. Oh, let's get some sleep now.
Uncle, are you awake?
Yeah, Laras, what happened?
Oh, I can't sleep. It's near the forest, and I keep thinking what the handler said before about the wild elephants. What if they come to our guest house? Ah, and to the village.
He said that they are deep in the forest, Lars. They won't come here. Don't you worry.
Yeah, your brother is right. There is nothing to worry about, sweetie. Come on, let me take you to your bedroom.
But that night was the worst night for Lars. She had a really bad dream.
Lars? Hey, what happened? Are you okay?
It was a really bad dream. There were many elephants damaging the crops and destroying the forest.
Oh, calm down, Lars. It was just a dream.
What's going on? I heard someone crying.
Oh, yeah, you know, a bad dream about wild elephants.
Oh, I'm sorry. I told her about them yesterday. But do you know, there's a unit named Elephant Response Unit. People there work to protect crops from the wild elephants and to prevent illegal hunters. So don't worry.
Really? I can't believe that there is a unit like that.
Yeah. We can go to their camp. If you promise to be a brave kid.
Yes, I promise.
Okay, let's go to the Elephant Response Unit camp tomorrow.
So, in the morning, after they had breakfast, the handler gave Adit, Laras, and Uncle Juna a ride to the Elephant Response Unit camp by a jeep. They also didn't forget to fasten the seatbelt. Ah, this one was going to be exciting.
Hold on to something, the road is bumpy.
Well, it's very adventurous.
Hold on, we're almost there. So, this is Margahayu camp, but actually there are three more Elephant Response Unit camps.
Are there any elephants here?
Yes, of course, but there are not as many as those in National Park. There are only 8 elephants here.
Are they also conserved, like the elephants in the National Park?
Actually, the elephants here have been trained to herd the wild elephants back into the forest.
It's interesting. Herding the wild elephants by using elephants?
Oh, excuse me. Hello? Yeah, we've arrived at the camp. Lunch? Okay, we'll go to the dining room then. So, the handlers in this camp asked three of you to have lunch. They are very happy knowing that Juna Baskara is coming over to the camp.
Oh, really? Thank you so much. We'd be happy to. Guys, lunch is ready.
Oh, great!
Adit, Laras, Uncle Juna, and the handlers enjoyed their lunch. And after that, they spent the afternoon chatting until they forgot the time. All of a sudden, a telephone rang.
Hello? Margahayu Elephant Response Unit Camp. How can I help you? A villager called. He found a destroyed crop field in the forest. I think it was the wild elephants doing.
Come on, get the elephants ready. We'll do a patrol.
My dream. It comes true.
You mean your dream last night?
Yeah, it was the same. The wild elephants ran wild and destroyed the forest.
Last night you slept in the bedroom that is near to the forest, didn't you?
Yes, I did. But that bedroom is so creepy. I keep hearing something, like someone sneaking?
No way. Someone sneaking? Can you tell me more about your dream?
I was in the forest. It was so dark, but I saw a man having a torch. He was trying to shoot an elephant, but his shot didn't hit the target. And then suddenly, some elephants ran and roared widely, destroying the plants. I was so scared.
Oh, come on. You just watched too many scary movies, Laras.
No.
Guys, some villagers have just reported that they saw a suspicious man in the forest. Come on, guys. You must hurry to do the patrol.
I already suspected that. It is all connected. The man might be a hunter.
Okay, listen kids. I need you to stay here. I have sent a message to Mr. Adi from the National Park. He will take you back to the guest house. Just wait for him, okay? Adi, take care of your sister.
Okay, just be careful, Uncle.
Along with the handlers, Uncle Juna then rode on an elephant to do the patrol. He looked once again to the two kids before he went to the forest. He was extremely worried.
Are you sure Lara's dream is connected to the hunter?
Yes, I'm pretty sure that Lara heard something in her sleep. We need to follow her dream.
Really? Following her dream?
Yes, that's my plan.
The patrol team went deeper into the forest to find the hunter's traces. After a long way, they then decided to take a rest and let the elephants feed on grass.
Hey, Mr. Pascal, where are you going?
Shh! I think I heard something. Oh, no way!
You got something?
Footprints. It must be the hunter.
Mr. Baskara, we should go back. What's going on?
Look, we found the destroyed parts of the forest. This must be the wild elephant's doing.
So, this is a destroyed part of the forest, and there are also footprints. As Lara said, some elephants ran and roared wildly because of the gunshot.
Let's follow the footprints. They might lead us to the hunter.
That's a good idea. Everybody gets on the elephant. They shouldn't be too far.
Hold on, is that a trap? Hey, if there is a trap, it means that we're getting closer, aren't we?
Yeah, but that makes me hopping mad. I will immediately remove it. Okay, we can go now.
The elephants still walked deeper and deeper into the forest, but the patrol team only found the traces, not the hunter. So, they decided to stay in the forest until it became dark.
You know, your plan to follow Lara's dream is totally wrong.
Hey, why do you blame me?
Look, we're going this far, but we still haven't found the hunter.
We will find him. Maybe he is hiding somewhere, but we're getting closer.
No, we just go round and round in the forest, and that's all your fault.
Lara thought it was her dream when she heard the noise. But what if she actually heard and it is real?
Stop it. We won't find the hunter if you two are just arguing. We should continue the patrol.
The atmosphere in the forest was getting more and more tense, but the team chose to continue the night patrol. All of the eyes were cautious, searching for the bad hunter. Until one time, they heard someone loading a gun.
Hands up! Don't move. And drop your gun.
Alright. He got me.
The Tusks. Where are they?
I don't have them.
Answer me. Where are the Tusks?
I swear. I don't have them. The elephants ran away.
Where did they go?
I don't know. I would have the Tusks if I knew where the elephants are.
And where are the other hunters?
Other hunters? Don't you see? It's just me.
Mr. Baskara, we need to take him to the police station. And the rest of you should stay here and ensure that the wild elephants won't go to the village.
Yes, we will.
So, the hunter was taken to the police station by Uncle Juna and the handler. He regretted to do such an illegal action and promised not to do it again. Meanwhile, at the guest house, Adit and Lara still patiently wait for Uncle Juna to come back.
Maybe he will come back a little late. Just go to your room, okay?
He will be fine, right?
Yeah, don't worry. Hello, Mom?
Mom, is it really you, Mom?
Hi, sweetie. I'm sorry I couldn't reach you before. How's it going?
There are so many elephants in here, Mom. And we met a baby elephant named Amel.
Yeah, we bathed her and she splashed and sprayed water to us.
Wow, it seems really exciting. I'm glad that you have so much fun with Uncle Junior. Oh, by the way, where is he?
He's in the bathroom. He was in the bathroom a moment ago and now he's talking with the handler.
Can I talk to him for a minute?
No. I mean, yes, but he's very busy with his research.
Okay, but he's there with you, right?
Yeah, he's with us. Don't worry.
Did anyone miss me?
Uncle!
Mom called. She wants to talk with you.
Oh, hi, Sinta. What's going on?
Oh, glad to hear your voice, Juna. I just want to make sure that you guys are doing fine. And I miss the kids a lot.
They are really happy to be here. You need to come here someday. Oh, I forgot to tell you. We will board the airplane tomorrow. I have booked the tickets online.
That's great. I'm looking forward to seeing you and the kid.
Yeah, me too.
Uncle, what happened in the forest?
Laras, thank you so much. It is exactly like your dream. There was a hunter, and the wild elephants destroyed the forest. But shh, we keep it this as a secret, okay? Don't tell your mom.
Really? I thought it was just a dream.
Okay, and then what happened to the hunter? Did the handlers get him?
Yeah, he's in the police station now.
And how did you get him? Is it like an action movie? Did you kick and punch the bad guy?
It's not like that.
Oh.
Look, Laras is sleepy. You can go to the bed while I take Laras to her room.
Okay. Good night, Uncle.
Good night, kid. Sweet dreams.
That night was the last night for Adit, Laras, and Uncle Juna in Waikambas National Park. In the next morning, they had breakfast and packed their stuff, getting ready to leave the precious national park.
Hey, did you sleep well?
Mr. Handler! Oh, I will miss you so much.
Me too.
Thank you so much. We have a good time here.
Don't mention it. And actually, I want to show you something before you go.
Wow, what is it?
Come with me. So, this is the elephant hospital. Actually, it is the biggest elephant hospital in Southeast Asia. Every elephant that is sick or injured will be taken to this hospital.
Whoa, I never imagined there would be a hospital for elephants.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the trap last night and Erin comes to my mind.
Erin? Hello, Erin. Don't be scared. Her trunk.
Yes. She got her trunk trapped and lost half of her trunk. Fortunately, the elephant response unit came and brought her to the hospital.
Oh, is it possible to grow her trunk back?
It's impossible. She will live like this for the rest of her life.
Hunters are really bad.
Yeah, that's why we protect elephants. I think you'd better go now. You'll miss your flight if you stay too long.
Yeah, we'd better go.
The three explorers had a great adventure in Waikambas. But it's time for them to leave and came back to their lovely home in Sabang. Thanks for listening to today's episode, Lampung and its Elephants. In this episode, Adit, Laras, and Uncle Juna have explored Waikambas National Park, the conservation center for the critically endangered Sumatran elephants. Please click the follow button if you want to hear the next story. See you in the next episode. Bye-bye, explorers!